W1WCR. We're looking for you, Vic. W8LDW with N2IRJ.
Hello, Tuss. Hello, Tuss. W1WCR. Am I audible?
You are Q5 in Dayton.
Okay, very good. I guess we ought to start on that, shouldn't we?
We are anxiously awaiting, Vic. W8LDW.
Okay, well, we'll start the discussion here with Joe, W8LDW. You're right at the top of the list, Joe, so take it away.
Okay, Vic, fine business. You caught me off guard. I was expecting you to give a little introductory discourse here tonight to spark us all with our thought processes and get us going. I was just telling Marty a little bit there before the net that I was out of town last week. We were on the West Coast there with my grandchildren, and it's a real blessing to be able to get on the computer on stick cam there and listen in on the net for feeds, even though we can't talk back. It's not as good as a real radio, but watching the S-meter move there on the Kenwood and listen in, it brings cheer to a person's heart. And I guess I finally laid down to go to sleep, and I kind of rested a little bit there, and it was on an Apple MacBook, and all of a sudden, I guess about 5 o'clock your time is when the battery finally died. So I don't know how long you went, but it must have been a long time. So the parts that I heard were really good. Vic, tonight I haven't really done much to prepare for this net. I wasn't sure I was going to be here. We're at the home QTH, and hopefully our signal is better than from that puny portable location. And we're going to enjoy the discussion and not hold it long here for the first go-round. And I hope we could stay awake, because I sometimes have been known to kind of go to the other radio and kind of put my head down and sort of listen. And sometimes I go to sleep, so I hope I don't miss the call there on the second round. In summary, Vic, I guess it's very discouraging what a mess our nation is in. I assume that you and some of the others have seen the viral videos there of the black woman screaming at the microphone with her Afro accent about we get our Obamaware, we get our free iPhones, we get our free houses, we get free everything, we love him, we bow down, we worship Obama. Oh, he's our great God, we worship him. It's pretty common, I guess, but it's just so blatantly disgusting. And when you think about what's happened to this country, and when I think about it, I remind folks that if people like that go vote, their vote counts just as much as mine or yours. And that's not a very pleasant thought. But also, Alex Jones had a sequence, I think, on... I think it was probably yesterday, maybe the nightly news, because I watched the archives, and he had a whole clip of these. And then there was another guy, this was a white guy that was a student, and it was at an Obama event, and he was basically saying, "We owe your God, you worship you, oh, almighty Obama." Just out idolatry, blasphemy, everything you can think of, I guess because he thought that it was going to give him some more student loans or extend his current loans or lower his interest rate. It had something to do there with a bunch of students that thinking that the big boss man's going to take care of them. I know Romney was highly criticized for his comments, but I think... I think 2 weeks ago, Vic, he's pretty much nailed it on the head. Not just Obama, but it's for anybody. Once one of our founding fathers said that the problem with democracy is that when, and I'm paraphrasing, might have been Jefferson, maybe Franklin that said this, but that when in a democracy, once the public figures out that they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury, then it's all over. You pass the point of no return. And the sad thing is, that seems to be the case, Vic. It's just a mess all over. So I won't comment on all the other dimensions of the mess. I'll leave that to the other Liberty Event members. I'm sure people will do a fine job. But what a mess. What an absolute mess, and what a disgrace of what we have allowed to happen to the country that our forefathers gave us in terms of vision, in terms of courage, in terms of the price they paid to give it to us, a land of freedom and justice, and has now been squandered and turned into mobs in the street demanding, gimme, gimme, gimme. And their new iPads and their iPhones, of course. They've got to have the latest tech gadgets so they can be tracked, and that the government knows where they are when they get their freebies. So anyway, what a sad state of affairs. Sorry I'm not more optimistic here tonight, Vic, but as we go into this pitiful, pathetic election of two losers, both of whom deserve to lose, I guess one of them will. So that's the good news. At least one of the losers will lose. I guess that's my optimistic note. So back to you, Vic. A standby for the other folks' fine comments. W1WCR from W8LD and a W.
Yes, W8LDW from W1WCR. Very good.